Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shir and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masachet Bava Kama, Daf Samech Chet Amud Bet, in the middle of our discussion between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish as to whether or not Tashlumei Arba B'Chamisha apply even after Yeush, where Shlokish says it doesn't because you are slaughtering your own animal. In the middle of the Amud, Eitav Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, so he challenged him with the following ruling. Ganavi Hikdish V'Hakach Tavach. Let's say a fellow did Gneva, then he was makdish the animal, that's the way we'll read it provisionally. And then did tficha, mishalim tashlumei kefil, mishalim tashlumei b'chamisha. He's off the hook for arba b'chamisha. Now, our analysis is emat. What's the circumstance vis-a-vis the original owner? Ilei malifnei yeush, if the original owner didn't yet have yeush, mikadosh, the hekdish shouldn't count. Because the pasuk says, ish ki akdishet beito kodesh l'shem, in the parsha of Arachim, at the end of Ayikra, it says, if a man, designates his house as hekdesh, Amar Achmana, and what's the, hekesh there? Ma beto shalo, af kol shalo. Just like your house is yours to be makdish, so anything else you want to makdish, you have to own. So before Yeush is certainly not makdish. Ala pshita alachar Yeush. It must be that it was after Yeush. Vatama de hikdishu, den rasham tashtum arachamisha. It's only because he was makdish that it doesn't pay arachamisha. Because when he slaughtered or sold it, it was hektish. But if he wasn't makdish it, the assumption is tavach mishalim tashlum arachamisha. He is a chayv arachamisha, and we just said it was lachar yeush. If you think yeush is konev, then why should he pay? Shalohu tovach. He's shechting his own animal. Shalohu mocher. So this is Rabbi Yochanan's response to Rish Lakish. So Amar Lei, Rish Lakish said, Achmei Eskinen, can go on Shikdishu Baalim, Biyad Ganav. While the Ganav had it, the Baalim were Makdishit. That's why I said provisionally he was Makdishit. The Baalim were Makdishit. The Baalim said, you know what, I'm not going to get it back, I'll be Makdishit. But the question is, Umi Kodesh, since when does that work at all? V'yam Rabbi Yochanan, Gazal V'lonit Yashua Baalim, if there's no Yeush, Shnehanim Enam Yicholim L'Hakdish. Remember again, Rish Lakish is trying to say this is lifnei yeush. So shnehen, neither the baal nor the gazlam can be makdish. Why zelafi sheno shelo v'zelafi sheno b'shuto? Because the gazlam doesn't own it, and the balabayit doesn't have it in his property, in his possession. So how could this hekdish work? Amri huda amar kitznuin. Rish Lakish is relying on the Mishnah in Maser Sheni, Parakei Mishnah Aleph. It talks about kerem revai, and we'll see this in more detail later. But the bottom line here is that Kerem Revai, where the fourth year of the vineyard is a form of Kodesh, kind of like Maser Sheni, there were certain people who were very concerned that other passers-by would take their grapes and eat them, and they'd violate eating Kerem Revai outside of Yerushalayim. And so with these people who are called snuin, very virtuous ones, they would put money down. Anything that's taken from that vineyard is mechulal on this money. Which means that you see you can affect hektish with something that's not in your possession. Alright, so that's where Shlokish is relying on that. Now, v'hare chazra keren lebaalim, but here's the problem. Remember we said in that first challenge of Rabbi Yochanan that the ganav is chayiv kefil. Now, here's the problem. If the baalim really were makdishit while the ganav had it, then that means that there should be no chayiv kefil. Because the Karen has now become the possession of the Baalim because of taking possession of it by being makdishit. It's their hektish. Right? And so therefore there should be no liability for kefil. So the answer is, k'sha'amad b'din, that the way we're constructing it now is that the ganav had already been taken to din, had already been found guilty and was chayiv kefil, and then he went and shechted the animal. So heichidami, wait a second, idam ritzeitein lo, if the beit din actually ordered him to pay the money, so my ear yehektish, then you don't need a hektish in there to be chayiv arba chamisha, to not be chayiv arba chamisha. Afilo lo hektish nami lo litchayve. Even if he wasn't makdishit, he wouldn't be chayiv. Why? If Beit Din orders him to pay kefil, and then instead of paying, he went and slaughtered it, patur, he's exempt from arba v'chamisha, my time, came into Pascua Lemilte, since the Beit Din ordered him to pay, now he's a gazlan. There is no arba v'chamisha for a gazlan. But if Beit Din says, they didn't say they're ordering him to pay, but they said in a sort of theoretical sense, there is a writ that you have to pay, then tavachu machar mishalom tashlum arachamisha. Then you have to pay. My time came into lapaska milta, since they hadn't yet ordered you to pay. Akati ganavu, you're still a ganav, and now you're just continuing the gneva by paying. So the answer is very simple. So the way that Rish Lakish will construct the case, the guy stole the animal. He was taken to Beit Din. Beit Din said, you are liable for kefel. The Baal was then makdish it, and then the fellow was toveach mocher. Right? And the reason that he's not chayiv for Arba Chamisha is because it was hektish. I have to look back at this statement. Gufa Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Golzav alon Yahshua Mahalim, Shnehem Enam Necholim Hakdish. If the guy did Gezela, and there was no Yeush, neither one can be makdish. Zelefishen Oshelo, Zelefishen Oshuto, as we said. Now, Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, since when did Rabbi Yochanan say that? V'am Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Kistam Mishnah. This is something we've encountered many times. Rabbi Yochanan said, the Halacha follows the Stam Mishnah, Utnan. What's the Mishnah say in Maaser Sheni? Here's the full presentation. Kerem Revai Hayu Metzayinin Oto B'Kazuzot Adama. They would mark Kerem Revai with clods of dirt. Why? Simana Ke Adama. To show you it's like dirt. Ma Adama Ika Hanamine. Just like you can get Hanah from it. Afhai Nami Kimifraka Shari Leitanimina. This vineyard, when you're podet, you can benefit from it. As opposed to Vishal Orla, how would they mark that? Becharsit, they would put some sort of a line there. Simanaka Kharsit. Why? Macharsit she'en hanamina. It's something you don't benefit from at all. Afai the late behanamina. You're not allowed to get any hana from Orla. So the first 3 years they put that down. The next year instead they put clods of dirt. Vishal Kvarot, what would they put near a cemetery to make sure people would avoid it? Besid, another kind of plaster. Simana de chiva katsamot. It's white like bones. So you'd know. They would pour it a lot over there, so it'd be very, very white. Now, that's all for this. This is all true during Shemitah, to Hefker Ninhu. In other words, he's talking about the about marking these items. It's only during Shemitah that they're Hefker, that people are allowed to take them, so you want to warn them. That's Orla, and that's Kerem Revai, etc. Avishar Shnei Shavua, the rest of the other 6 years of the cycle, Hal Itehu LaRasha V'Yamut. Let the Rasha eat it, let him die. If somebody wants to steal your stuff, and it turns out that it's also ritually forbidden, that's his problem. However, Rabbi Shem Gamliel reports, Hatsnuin Menichina Tama'ot, they put money down, V'omrim, Kolon Okat, Mizem, Uchala Ma'ot Halalu. As far as Kerem Revai goes, Orla doesn't apply to you, you can't redeem Orla. But as far as Kerem Revai goes, they put money down, they'd say, if anybody takes from this stuff, this is not during Shemitah, then it's mechulal on this money. And they help everybody out that way. Now, so now, Rabbi Yochanan, this is a Stam Mishnah. And Rabbi Yochanan says, halachik Stam Mishnah. And this presentation says that you may be, that you do have access to be makdish something that's not in your possession. V'chitei maman tana tznuin. So you're going to argue that who's the author of the tznuin? Shem Gamliel. Right? And Rabbi Yochanan is saying the halacha follows the chachamim. I a famous statement. Rabbi Yochanan ruled any time you find Shem Gamliel's name open up in the canonized Mishnah, halacha kemoto, halacha always follows him. Chutz for the famous three cases already, that's in Babatra, that's Saidan, right, and that's in Gittin, and Varaya Chrona in Sanhedrin. Three particular cases, none of which is ours, so that's our concern. Which means Rabbi Yochanan certainly has to accept Tznuin. So Amri, the way they answered it is, lo temakol hanilkat mizen. Now, Tznuin didn't say anything that was taken from here, but rather, alaim akol hamit laket mizen. They put money down and say in advance, anything that will be taken from here is mechulal. So it's right now in my possession. And that solves the problem. But wait a second, to me, Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, since when could Rabbi Yochanan read the Mishnah in Maaser Sheni as saying anything that will be taken from here is mechulal? V'yam Rabbi Yochanan Tznuin v'Rabbi Dosa Amru Davar Chad, the Tznuin about Kerem Revai, and a statement of Rabbi Dosa about Leket. And the problem with Leket is that if too many seeds fall, it really belongs to Baal HaBayit, and it's Chayav and Maserot. But sometimes the Anim would pick it up anyways. Here's the statement, Rabbi Dosa Nilkat Kamar, as we'll see, D'tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shacharit Baal HaBayit Omer V'Omer. What does the Baal HaBayit say in the morning? Kol shiel ketu anim hayom yehei hefker. Anything they pick up, I'm declaring is going to be hefker, so there won't be any problem with maaserot. If they pick up stuff that really shouldn't be leket, I'm going to free them. Rabbi Doso, the problem is they won't take maaserot. Rabbi Doso omer la itute erev omer. You say it at night. Kol shalak ketu anim yehei hefker. Anything that they did collect is hefker. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, remember, said that Rabbi Dosa and the Tznuin are saying the same thing, which means he has to read that the Tznuin said anything that was collected, not that will be collected. So we can't change the wording. So the answer is Epoch to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Dosa, but that brighter we should switch. The Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said they said it in the evening, and there's a good reason for that, and Rabbi Dosa is the one who says they said it in the morning in anticipation. Now it all works out fine. Redoso b'Yehuda. Now, amai afchat matnita, but why are you switching the braita? Afchal Rabbi Yochanan ve'ema tznuin v'Rabbi Yehuda amru davar achad. Why don't you just switch around Rabbi Yochanan's statement and say that's what we got wrong? The Rabbi Yochanan really said that tznuin and Rabbi Yehuda said one thing and keep the braita as is. We'd rather, if you will, say that we have a mistake in Rabbi Yochanan's wording than in a braita. So amri lo sagid lo mitafchat mandita. You can't turn the braita around. Why? De bahamat nitin k'tani di'itle Rabbi Yehuda breira. We have a clear Mishnah that tells us that Rabbi Yehuda accepts the principle of breira. And remember, saying that whatever was collected is retroactively mechulal is a din of breira, of retroactive designation. And Rabbi Yehuda accepts breira. But we know that Rabbi Yehuda generally says we don't accept breira. And whoever says that whoever says in the morning, whatever will be collected from here is mechulal, that's breira. You're setting up in advance. If you say, whatever they picked up this morning, I'm now mechalel at night, that's not breira. So Rabbi Yehuda, who we know from elsewhere, the Mishnah in Tamai that we're going to see in a minute, says we don't accept the principle of breira, cannot be the one who says, in the morning, whatever they will collect to be mechulal, he has to be the one who says in the evening, so we have to switch the breita around. Didnan, how do we know that Rabbi Yehuda says that? Halokeachem yain ben akutim, there's a Mishnah that's quoted many places, and famously in Gittin, the third parak, if you buy wine, Omer shnei lugin shani atid lahafrish hamein truma. What you can do, if let's say it's Shabbat, you bought it on erev Shabbat, you don't have time to think masrot. What you can do is drink and say in advance the two lugin that I'm going to separate at the end. There'll be truma, asara maser rishon, tet maser sheni, and as you set up all the designations in advance, omichel shaltam yad. You can drink from the barrel and just make sure to leave 20 or so over at the bottom. Divrei Rav Meir. That's Rav Meir's position. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Shimon, Osirin. And we think, and it's a sugyan gittin, we think the reason Rabbi Yehuda prohibits is because Rabbi Yehuda says there's no din of breira. And therefore you can't retroactively designate, that was the truma, that was the maser, you have to separate it first. So since Rabbi Yehuda does not accept the principle of breira, he can't be the one in the braita to say, in the morning, I'm setting aside money and whatever they take will be mechulal on it. He has to be the one who says, in the evening, whatever they separated is I'm now mechalel on this money. Or in the evening say, whatever they separate, I'm now being mafkir. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef have to be switched in the Braita. And then everything really comes along fine. That indeed, that Snuin and Rabbi Dosa, the way we now understand it, said the same thing. Amri, sof sof, amayka, afchat lala matnitin. But, so why are you turning the Mishnah around? Mishum dekash Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. The problem is Rabbi Yehuda. Hashtun, amikash Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. But, so you just solved everything by solving a contradiction within Rabbi Yehuda. In the Braita, you had Rabbi Yehuda saying one thing. In this Mishnah, in Tamai, you had him evidently saying something opposite. So when you switch the Braita, everything comes out fine. Switch, by the way, parenthetically means that we know that we had a faulty transmission. So we, by correcting this one thing and saying that was a mistake was, everything comes out fine. But the problem is, Ashtonami Kash Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. We now have a challenge within Rabbi Yochanan. What is Rabbi Yochanan like? The position of saying not anything that was collected, but rather anything that will be collected, which is a din of breira, right? Alma it le breira. Rabbi Yochanan late le breira. Yochanan again is somebody who says there's no breira. Famous statement: Ha'achim shachaku. When brothers divide an estate, lekuchotin. That's called a sale. We don't say. The father died, and for 5 years they all sat on the estate, and then finally divided it up. We don't say that what the part I got demonstrates that retroactively that was always my chelek. We say we always had one piece together, and then we sort of purchased from each other, as it were. Because it's lekuchot, therefore every yovel, it all has to go back into the pot. We have to come back and say that Rabbi Yochanan's position was not anything that will be collected, but rather anything that was collected. Rabbi Yochanan stamach rinashgach. So why did Rabbi Yochanan say what he did? Because he found another stam mishnah. What's that stam mishnah? Our mishnah that non ein haganav gonev achar ganav mishalim tashlumei kefel. The second ganav doesn't pay kefel. Amai, what's the reason? So B shlam the ganav rishon lo mishalim. I understand why he doesn't pay B. C doesn't pay B. He doesn't pay the first ganav. Gunam betaish. The parsha of Geneva talks about stealing it from the owner. V'lom beta ganav. El Bailim Shalem, but why doesn't the second ganav pay the Bailim Kefel? Because since the Because, again, Rabbi Yochanan has the position that you do not have the ownership over something that either is not legally owned by you or is not in your possession. And therefore, second ganav, who stole from the first ganav, didn't steal from the bialim. There's no chiyuv of kefal there. All right? And that's why he took the position that he did. All right? And that's why he said that when you're ganav, a gazlan before yeush, neither of a person can be makdish against the tsnuin. Now, in other words, so he said, yes, I accept the Rishon Gamliel as the halacha generally, and I accept the Rishon Gamliel reports that's new, and I accept that that they say the same thing as Rabbi Dosa, but that's not the halacha because we've got another Stam Mishnah, which is ours, that goes against that. Umay chazita azul batar ahistama, so why are you picking our Stam Mishnah over that Stam Mishnah? The Avid Kai Stam of the Tznuin, why don't we pick the Stam Mishnah of the Tznuin, which is even better than a Stam because Rishon Gamliel, who Rabbi Yochanan almost categorically accepts. The answer to Shum de Sayele Kra, our Mishnah is supported by the Pasuk. You have to own something. You have to have something in your possession in order to be Makdishit. Okay, now we have three takes on what would we have done had Rabbi Yochanan not identified Rabbi Dosa with the Tznuin. And three different positions. Am Rabbi, Ilav Dor Rabbi Yochanan Tznuin, Rabbi Dosa, Ladevar Chad. Rabbi takes one position. Had Rabbi Yochanan aligned them, Havei Amen, I would have thought. Snuin Yidlo Rabbi Dosa, the Snuin, who say that you can do this thing with Karam Ravai, certainly accept Rabbi Dosa, who says you could do this to help the Anim if they mistakenly collect non-like it as like it. Rabbi Dosa, late Snuin, Rabbi Dosa would not accept the Snuin. Why? Snuin Yidlo Rabbi Dosa, because Umabaganav Avdu Rabbanan Takanta, if the Rabbanan made a Takana for a guy who comes and steals from the vineyard to help him out so it's not Karam Ravai, Anim Tzvichal Amemar, certainly you're going to help out Anim who are acting honestly and just mistakenly took too much stuff. But Rabbi Dosa, late the Tznuin, why? Anim hu da Avdullah hu Rabbanan Takanta, Valganav lo Avdullah Rabbanan Takanta. If Rabbi Dosa says that they made a Takana to help out the Anim, he's not going to extend it to a Ganav who steals from somebody's vineyard. That's Abayu's take. Rava has the opposite take. Amar Rava, Ilav Dom Rabbi Yochanan Tznuin, Rabbi Dosa Amru Davar Achad. Had Rabbi Yochanan not said that Tznuin and Rabbi Dosa are essentially saying the same thing, Havi Amenor, they have the same position, I would have thought, Mantan at Tznuin, who is the author of Tznuin? Reb Meir, it's Reb Meir. Why? What's the famous thing about Reb Meir? Lav Reb Meir, Maaser Mamon Gavohu, doesn't Reb Meir say Maaser Sheni? And by the way, Maaser Sheni and Karma Vayir are parallel, is Mamon Gavoha, it's Kodesh. Nonetheless, the Torah put it into your possession for purposes of pidyon. You have to add a fifth if you're going to be podet. The Torah called it yours. And you have to add a fifth. So, right? We have the famous hekesh that you see in Psukim 4 and 5 on the page. Ma Kodesh, Tichtiv Gavi Maser, Vagav the Mamon Gavohu. So just like in the case of Maser, even though it's called Kodesh, in Pasuk number 4, in Pasuk number 5, Vagav the Mamon Gavohu, even though it's Mamon Gavohu, the Inyan Ptia Ukver Achmona Bishute, nonetheless the Torah made it yours for purposes of Pinyon. Afai Kodesh Nami Tichtiv Gavi Karam Ravai. So also in Pasuk 4, the Torah calls it Kodesh, Kodesh Hilulim, even though you don't own it, for purposes of chilul, the Torah put it in your possession. Even when you have it, it's not yours. So therefore you can be mechalul it. So in other words, that entire development, we would say, had Rabbi Yochanan not said, that Tznuin and Rabbi Dosa basically said the same thing, I would have thought that the Tznuin, that Rabbi Dosa would agree with the Tznuim, that we certainly make this extension for the Karam Ravai, because Karam Ravai is like Maaser. It follows Rabbi Meir. It says, even though Maaser is Mamon Gavoa, nonetheless, the Torah made it yours, and therefore you have this sort of extended ability to put it, because as it is, it's not really yours. Ava Gabi Leket, but Leket, Kemet Mamona Dideh, that's your own wheat, that's your own barley. It's only if you have possession of it you can be mafkirit. Maybe at the end of the day when the Anim came and took it, you don't have the ability to mafkirit. So in other words, we have the opposite take. Rav would say, if Rabbi Yochanan not told me that Rabbi Dosa and the Tznuin are identical, I would have thought that Rabbi Dosa would accept the Tznuin, the Tznuin would not accept Rabbi Dosa. And they would say, you can't say that about your own money, your own possessions. You can mafka them when they're out of your range. Now, Amar Ravina, there's a third take. Ilam Rabbi Yochanan Tznuin, Rabbi Dosa Amrud Davar Achad, Haviyamein Aman Tana Tznuin, Rabbi Dosa Hi. Had he not said that they said the same thing, I would have said that Tznuin is Rabbi Dosa. Why? So that I wouldn't have the problem of Stam Mishnah Rabbi Yochanan. I would say, sure, the reason Rabbi Yochanan did not accept this and said what he said about Gzela not being able to mock this, because he says that Tznuin is Rabbi Dosa. But by saying that Tznuin and Rabbi Dosa said the same thing, obviously Tznuin are not Rabbi Dosa. For Rabbi Yochanan, Stam Yechidah Lo Omar. When Rabbi Yochanan says, Halachik Stam Mishnah, he didn't mean Stam Mishnah that we know is identified with only one person. All right, that's the end of that piece. The end here, we have a tag on, you'll see the connection, that is some rulings of the Nahardei, that's the row of students in the Pumbedita Yeshiva who were from the destroyed Yeshiva Nahardea, about an Urchata, which is a writ of confiscation to be able to seize property from somebody who owes money. First take. I mean, I do, lokavin an Urchata metaltali. You don't write such a thing on metaltali, only on karka. Rashi lam emar, so Rashi turned and said, my time. So Marlei Mishum de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Gazavol, and Yeshua Baalim, Shtehem, and Yechon Makdish. Now you see the connection. It's because of Rabbi Yochanan's statement. If there's Gezel, no Yeush, neither one can be Makdish. Zelefishen Oshelo, but Zelefishen Oshuto. The Gazlan doesn't own it, the Balabayit doesn't have it. And so therefore, you can't write a star of collection on the Metaltalin, because the fellow who wants to collect it, it's not Birshuto. He doesn't have possession over it. Ikad Amri, Amri Nahardei, there's another version which is, Lokavinu Urchata Metaltalik de Kafre, we only don't write such a writ if the guy was already taken to Beit Din and denied liability. Why time at the Kafre? The only reason we don't write it is because he already denied it to Mechzik HaShikra. Then it looks like Sheker because the guy denied it and then we're collecting from him. We're seizing from his Metaltalin. But Avalo Kafre, but if he didn't, then Katvina, then we do write such a star. Okay, and which seems to be a rejection of Rabbi Yochanan or a non-application of Rabbi Yochanan. The Amri Nahardei, another ruling of the Nahardei, is Urchat Deloktiv Be Zil Don Vizachi Ve'apik Lanafshech. An Urchat that doesn't have this language in it. Go and take it and be Zocha and take it for yourself. Late Le'evim Shasha. It's no good. My time Mishum Da'amr Le'ha'ich. The other guy will say, Lav Bal Dvarim Didiyat. You're not my litigant. You're not my opposite number. Why are you collecting this stuff? It didn't say that you can go collect it and take it for yourself. Maybe you're some sort of a shaliach. But if the thing properly said you can collect half or whatever it is, whatever percentage it is, migo the mishtoi dina apalga mishtoi dina kula. Once you can already engage the guy about the half, you can already bring the entire case in. Amar meimar itofas lamafkinamine. In such a case, if the shtar urchata did not have all this thing properly written, but the plaintiff seized it from the defendant, we don't take it away from him. Rashi disagreed. He said, "Kevin de katvele called him itani min dina kavelit alai." Since the guy wrote whatever the Beit Din says, I accept on me shliach shavye. So that means that he claims that this fellow who's coming to collect, the guy who is written it to, is not his bal din but his shliach. So therefore, you do seize it, you do take it away from him. Ve'ika da'amri shutfa shavye. No, it could be that he actually made him a partner in it and said, "You collect half and half for me." Alright, Lamainaf Kamino, what's the difference between the two positions? Lamitfas Palga, whether or not he gets to keep half. In other words, we're rejecting our Mamar and saying if your Toface, such if the guy who has it written improperly comes in his Toface, we take it away from him. Because he's a Shaliach. Raj says, but it could, the other Lashon is that maybe he is a partner in it. So he can at least keep half. Keep all of it, certainly can't do. And in the end, V'ilchata Shliach Shavya. The halacha really is that he's only a Shaliach and he can't keep any of it unless it explicitly says, take it for yourself. And then this fellow is not acting on behalf of the Beit Din, he's acting to collect for himself. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We've completed our analysis of the first Mishnah. In the next podcast, we will begin the second Mishnah of the seventh Perek. Everyone should have a wonderful day.